At the height of the search, there were nearly 800 searchers combing the Katyville area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. As of Wednesday, personnel are being redeployed to areas beyond the 16-square-mile area. Roadblocks have been removed and roads reopened. New York State Police Troop B Commander Charles Guess, the incident commander, says despite a reduction in force of about 200 and the change in focus, it is still a very active search.
Even though the roadblocks and perimeter no longer exist, we have quadrupled the number of roving patrols. There is still a very strong presence in this region. I will assure you that we retain the number of tactical, canine, aviation, and ground search elements to close in rapidly on any location, given the proper lead from our investigators.
Troop B, BCI Captain Robert LaFountain, said all agencies remain relentless in the search for the fugitives.
We are going to locate these individuals, and they will be apprehended. The complexity of this investigation cannot be described. Every lead is being followed up on to its conclusion. Today, we have established approximately 1,300 leads. We have no information that they have been able to leave the area. That being said, it doesn't mean that they haven't been able to escape this area, so therefore we are concentrating our efforts not only in this vicinity, but throughout the nation and beyond.
The only person in custody related to the escape is suspended correctional facility Taylor Shop employee Joyce Mitchell. She has been charged with criminal facilitation, a misdemeanor, and with promoting prison contraband, a felony, for providing mat and sweat with gloves, hacksaw blades, a punch tool, chisels, and a screwdriver bit. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley confirmed that their escape plans included a plot to kill Joyce Mitchell's husband, Lyle.
The reports that it was discussed between Joyce Mitchell and the two escapees, the information we have from Joyce Mitchell is that that occurred, that that plot had occurred.
But the DA also expressed doubts about the plausibility of such a plot.
It doesn't make sense why they would do that. They pop out of the hole, you would think, get out of the village as soon and as quickly as possible, and not commit another homicide. Escaping from Clinton Correctional Facility doesn't make sense that it happened. That's just my personal opinion, that it doesn't make sense that these two individuals who made this elaborate plan to leave the area would do that, but we have no reason to disbelieve at this point in time Joyce in those statements that she made to us. We continue to investigate it, though.
Mitchell is being held in the Rensselaer County Jail. More than 600 officers continue searching surrounding areas. State police have also released modified photographs of what Matt and Sweat may look like after almost 2 weeks outside of prison. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.